on the Boss Man Show. Turn up the show for the third time. The head coach of the Bison out of the MEAC, the Mecca, DC, the man himself, Larry Scott. Coach Scott, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing fantastic, brother, man. Getting ready to get this thing rolling. So we're excited. Got Lennon a little bit anxious, man. Getting ready to get back out on the grass, man, and get back with these guys and get going. So we're excited about that.
Now, Coach, talk about the spring here, Coach. You played two games. You didn't get to win them, but I'm pretty sure getting that film on those young men, getting them out there experiencing game experiences has helped you through the spring and the summer as fall camp gets started here real soon.
Absolutely. That was a critical point for us just due to everything that we had been through the pandemic and being virtual all fall, not having any, training. Our guys have been almost a year and a half without even having weight room training and, training from a strength and conditioning standpoint. And we were doing football online, just talking ball and building our foundation of our programming and how we do things and our schemes and different things like that as best we can. So just getting a chance to get back and kind of get guys back into some physical football shape, which took a little bit after a year and a half because of, their safety and their welfare is the most important thing first. So we had to, really take our time and kind of walk back into that before we started jogging, before we started running and doing all those type of things, reteach everything from a safety and health standpoint, our protocols with COVID and all those different things that we had. So we had a unique set of challenges that we had to overcome, but it was definitely a great starting point for us to even just get an evaluation of our personnel. I hadn't seen those guys run, block, catch, do anything for almost a year. Before we got prepared to go out and do those two games, which was just a good barometer for us to gauge what we can and cannot do in personnel and who we had versus what we needed to go out and find and recruiting to build this thing from the bottom up. So it was definitely an exploratory period of time. We learned a lot, and it's got us off our feet and running right now to try to put this team together and build this program, not just put a team together, but build a program so that we can move on into the future. So it was a critical time for us. And we discovered a lot during that time.
And Coach Scott, I think this will be good for you because you got to be in the spring, play live, not a scrimmage, live. And now you go, come back, work out, get stronger, develop physically, mentally as well. Now you're back in fall camp here in a few weeks, days here. Then you get back. So I feel like it's a good lead in, a bridge to what's to come this year and your 11 games you have scheduled this year. So I'm looking at it for you as a side because, hey, those two games will be beneficial so much for this year and beyond for your young men on your roster there.
Absolutely. And then you turn it around and the whole bottom of our third, the bottom third of our roster with, 32, 33, almost 34 new faces within the program as well. Additions with, a couple walk-ons and then 24 scholarship freshmen. It has made this team a lot of fun. We feel like we've really upgraded from a talent standpoint and moving the program forward. But, we're going to be young. Talented, but also this is a group of kids that's learning to really appreciate the opportunities, obviously, that they have with everything that they've gone through and that love football, love everything about it, the grind of it, the commitment of it, what it takes to build yourself into being a really good football player and what it takes to really be a part and build a really good team and program. So we got a lot of buy-in going on right now from a lot of young kids that we feel are really talented. Good football players that still got a lot to learn and a little green that way, but they're loving the process of learning what this is all about. So it makes it exciting and fun for us too at the same time.
And Coach, speak about your young men growing mentally, because having to learn football online has to give them a new mental aspect and seeing how you don't have the X and O board, but you have the virtual PowerPoint and this presentation to show the guys how to do stuff. So it's more of the memory when you get on the field and retain it. So how's it been just testing your guys mentally to see what they really retain from your teaching online via Zoom?
Absolutely. And I think that was really the first thing we noticed when we came in is that obviously, we're at how. These young men are smart, they're bright. Obviously, from an academic standpoint, they grab hold of things and they learn pretty quickly. That's one of the things that we have that's part of the DNA and what we wrap our program while we'll win. We wrap it around being smarter, tougher, more disciplined, and together. So when you do those type of things, it's like we kind of leaned in on their world, so to speak. They're visual learners. And, everyone learns a little bit differently. So we pride ourselves as a staff on being able to deliver things from a different standpoint, whether that's walkthrough, whether that's physical, whether that's a visual aid, whatever it is, different modes and means of teaching to make sure we're reaching and meeting every guy right where he is, and then but being able to take him to a different place. So using that virtual world and virtual space is a world that they know very well. It's a world that they live in, you know, 80% of the time, as far as visually learning, being visual learners and different things like that. So it gave us a chance to really lean in on their world, come out of the box with our thinking and what we had to do to prepare these young men and do the best that we can through creating, you know, visual aids for technique and fundamentals to scheme and all of those type of things. So it was definitely a different mode of teaching, but a very effective way of doing the best that we can with what we had in the moment that we were in. So I think we reached a good number of them, and they came back, and now I feel like we have a really solid baseline for what kids can and cannot retain. And we're off and running with these young guys as well now.
And Coach, how have their bodies developed over the past year since you've been over the staff? Because I know you couldn't be on the field. You can also get in their weight room and condition with the strength conditioning coach, run, use bands, use different ways to get them stronger and develop them. So how have their bodies kind of transformed over the past year for you since you've been over this program?
I think that's been one of the most transformative things that we've seen with these young guys. A consistent, you know, strength and conditioning program now here that we had through the spring, and then here in the last 6 weeks of our summer right now. And one of the focal points that we've been talking about around here is we don't use the word service our young men anymore in our program. We're not here to service them. We're here to, you know, to educate, which empowers young people. And that's what we talk about, man. We want to educate. So we spend a lot of time on nutrition, the importance of fuel and your body being your weapon, and how to take care of it and how to eat and monitoring what we got, where we eat, and our weigh-ins and weigh-outs, and keeping these guys, keeping all of that, you know, at the forefront, using our WHOOP technology, science bracelets that we have all of our players wearing right now, tracking their sleep and the importance of sleep and changing your body so your body can develop properly, and doing all of those things, and, you know, getting 7-8 hours of sleep a night and recovering so that your body can come back and withstand the demands that's going to be placed on it from a training standpoint the next day. So we've spent, I would promise you, we've spent over 75-80% of the time during these months just keeping the main thing the main thing. And that's been development and physically and mental development through, you know, our Real Talk Wednesday sessions and talking about mental health and talking about relationships and financial literacy and leadership. And we've been building the man, both physically and mentally around here. And we know when you do that, the player follows. The player always chases the man. And if you build a winner, the player's chasing that excellence. Winning on the field will be a byproduct of that on an everyday basis. So that's what we've been spending our time on, the nutrition, the physical development of our body, and the importance of sleep and nutrition and great recovery habits and all of those type of things. And you've seen the bodies, not only their bodies start to transform, but their minds start to transform and learn what it means to be intentional and have a really good process of preparation as we prepare for what we're getting ready to go through this season.
No doubt. You got 11 games on the schedule this year, and I see you got some big games and going off to College Park to play the Terrapins. So tell us about that game and how it's going to be a good way for you to gauge yourself against competition at the highest level.
Okay, one of the first things we want to always focus on is a game is a game. I don't care if we're playing Jones Junior High School or we're playing the University of Alabama. We got to learn to have the same mental approach and process as we prepare for anybody who it is. At the end of the day, they're going to put 11 guys in the field. We're going to put 11. The football is going to be the same. They're both all leather. The white lines are going to be the white lines. And at the end of the day, it is what it is. It doesn't matter who you're playing. So we try not in our programming, you know, talk through terms of who it is that we're playing, and instead of it being, you know, we're honestly competing within ourselves. Each and every time we get a chance to go out there, how can we be better at the things we've been working at, to compete at, and to be better at? How can we be challenge ourselves each and every week to improve in our habits and what we do, technique, fundamental-wise, and all those type of things, the way that we approach class and the way we approach school? It's about continuous improvement on a daily basis. And whoever, it doesn't matter what it is, it's just the next thing. Okay, whether we're in a drill, don't focus on what the score is, don't focus on how many reps we got, don't focus on this, just focus on what is next. Keep your focus right there. So at the end of the day, it's like, it doesn't matter who it is. It's another game. It's another opportunity to go out and play the game. So at the end of the day, it's, okay, if it's Maryland or if it's, you know, like I said, Jones Junior High School, it doesn't matter. It's just another opportunity to go out, compete, and get better. But obviously, the kids get excited about that. You know, Maryland's right down the street here. It's a Big Ten program. And so, you know, they know those things. And for us to think that they don't think about those things, it would be a little naive on our behalf. But they see that, they think about it. And what I'm trying to do is just get them to keep their laser focus on just being a competitor. Doesn't matter who it is and where it's at, they can put it in a mall parking lot, put the ball down, and we're going to go show up and go compete, no matter who it is. So we're approaching it as another opportunity to go out and play a game that we all love, be as competitive as we can in everything that we do, and let the chips fall where they may.
And I want to ask you one more game you have, the Truth and Service Classic. Against Hampton at Audi Field, downtown D.C., where they play soccer right there. So tell us about how cool it's going to be to play that game there for the fans of D.C. to come see you guys play and get behind you even more and galvanize this program and maybe give you all some more money and support to help you all do what you do over there at Howard.
I think that's big, and I think you just hit on a lot of the reasons why that's important. For me, it's more of, you know, really engaged. It's community engagement. It's moving, you know, from out of Green Stadium and putting our product right in the middle of the city down there to now, you know, Nationals Park and all that kind of stuff in the beautiful area of town that's being, you know, developed, the big sports area and all that kind of stuff. It's a city in the district of D.C. leaning in on the Howard program to say that we want to make you part of the big D.C. events that actually goes on in D.C., which we all know. D.C. is full of events. It's an eventful place and have a lot of different things going on. So for them to kind of partner with us and Howard, it shows the power of this brand. And it also shows the bridge that is starting to be built between, you know, the community, the entire community of the D.C. area and Howard University, which I think is going to be a powerful, powerful thing for us moving forward in the future and being able to utilize that stadium and have those events be every year for us in some capacity. Over there at Audi Field. So it's big, really big in that. It's big for our kids, obviously, playing an opponent like the other school down there, the other H, whether I don't think they're the HI, maybe, down there in the Virginia area that's coming up. So, then, of course, that's exciting to play a foe like that and to have a challenge like that is something that I think that, you know, both alumni bases get really excited about. So you mix both alumni bases with the back end of the city of D.C., you get a big-time event in a big-time environment to play college football against, you know, a really good another HBCU opponent. So I think it's bigger than what most people are going to think, and I think it's going to be a heck of a weekend for everybody that chooses to get involved.
No doubt. And, Coach, tell us this. For our listeners here in Atlanta and beyond our global network here, who are some key guys that listeners should look out for this year on your team? We're expecting big things from this year.
I tell you, I think, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, we had four guys that I'm really thinking they've made some preseason, all-conference lists. Darian Brokenberg, one of our DEs, Deion Harry, the other, and kind of bookends for us on our defense. And then on the back end, we have, you know, Ray Williams, who's a starting nickel safety type guy, very explosive, strong, really kind of emerged as one of our leaders on our defense and one of our leaders on our football team here over the offseason. Done a really good job that way and taking another step, really changed his body, become more explosive and those things. And then our other back-end guy is Rodney Lennard, a Pennsylvania native who's really stepped up his game here, been challenged by our coaching staff because he's a really, really naturally talented young man who's now starting to understand the value of being intentional and hard work and what that really means. And when work meets the talent, you got a chance to build something special. So these guys are those are four guys I think that kind of jump out on the defensive side of the ball. And offensively, we're still rather young, but I think we're going to be really talented. So the jury will be out there a little bit on that. But I do like our running back tandem, Josiah Krug, who's coming back off of an arm injury that he's had, but he's had a really, really good offseason. He's, you know, gotten his body, changed his body, dropped some body fat, leaned out. He's a solid, you know, 205, 210 guy right now, running really well and doing some good things that way. And Jared Hunter, who really came on during that two-game spring season that we had, that kind of surprised a lot of people with his skill set and ability. He's only a freshman. And then, again, Casey Hawthorne, who's another freshman for us that's kind of a versatile athlete that we can play and do a lot of things with. And I think our quarterback actually took some big-time steps. Quentin Williams took some big steps this year in the spring and what he's been doing with his leadership qualities and developing as a leader and changing his body. and different things as well at the quarterback position. Looking forward to big things out of him. But got some young guys that are coming in that are going to push a lot of these guys to reach, you know, reach their highest ability each and every day. And we want to create as competitive an environment every day that we go to work, so that we can see some of these guys rise to the top and start to separate themselves from a talent standpoint on the offensive side of the ball. So a few names there and a few guys that we're truly, truly excited about, but, you know, really need to get back out to work to really have those guys start to step up to the forefront.
Well, Coach, I'm excited for you, Coach. I'm glad you can actually have your first full year and have a real year to really see what you can do with these guys. And those young men, Coach, are going to be good for you for years to come. And I'm happy for you and your young man, CFDC, because the Bison are coming, Miak. I'm telling you, the Bison's coming.
Absolutely.
And I'm all behind you, Coach. I'm all behind you guys for real, man. I'm all with you.
I appreciate you, brother. Ain't nowhere for us to go up, not only to Miak, but anybody else who wants to get on the schedule. We're coming. Absolutely.
No, hey, Georgia State, play Howard, please. Come on, get them to the field. Let's get them down there, man. Let's do it.
Let's do it. That sounds like a heck of a deal. I'm good with that one.
Yes, sir. Hey, Coach Scott, thank you for your time. As always, Coach Scott, you're one of the best guys I talk to every year on the show, man. I'll be looking for you guys as well, man. So keep the good work, man. And you guys, I told you, I'm cheering for you guys, man.
I appreciate it, boss. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Great
time. Folks, Larry Scott on the Boss Man Show. The HU Bison football is coming up real soon. Check those guys out. HUBison.com. They got all the news for you. Buy tickets, too, today. All these fields. Check them out there, too, people.